Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
David Knight has joined me in studio. We got a lot to discuss here in the next hour or so. I'm going to start focusing in on the latest COVID hoax that is being used to push a vaccine. And folks, we know where this goes. I mean, it's, you know, I hate to say we told you so, but we told you the forced vaccinations were coming. And once we kind of exhaust that, we'll talk about the latest developments with China. And it's really just incredible stuff. It's so long overdue. It's unbelievable that it took Josh Hawley to be the one to start doing this. I think Trump needs to jump on the Hawley bandwagon. We'll talk about that later. But David Knight in studio with me. First thing you said when you sat down, David, is the same thing we're all kind of looking at. And the frustration for me is we've been covering this and reporting on this really since March, quite frankly, when in relation to the COVID, but the forced vaccinations we've been covering for a long time, but it's worse than a forced vaccination, David. We need to come up with a new word for it. And I'm thinking lethal injection, because that's really what it is. They want to inject you with something synthetic. Bill Gates admits genetically modified organisms that with the new attack on your DNA and RNA, I mean, who knows what they'll do next? They'll literally say, oh, you're not even human anymore. And so you don't even get rights.
Yeah, yeah. It's a population control. It's controlling your movement, controlling your liberty, but also killing people. And when we look at this, I mean, this report that came out 2 days ago. It was published up on NIH.gov, which is Fauci's own site. I mean, you know, this is Francis Collins and Fauci. This is coming from the Department of Nuclear, Subnuclear, Radiation Physics, and in Rome, as well as some researchers in Moscow.
And
in
is
Michigan.
This the 5G technology and induction of coronavirus in skin cells? Okay,
exactly.
Yeah, I've got the same thing
right
here.
See, that's the thing about it. It's like, you know, when we look at this, we haven't tested this. The rollout of 5G, as people have said, is one of the biggest tests of, you know, turning everybody on the planet into guinea pigs. But that was before we started with Operation Warp Speed. And now we've got both these things happening. And so when you look at this, the twin pincers, if you will, of untested vaccines being rushed out, you know, how can these pharmaceutical companies owe and lose when they've got the government paying for the research and development by the tens of billions of dollars? You got tens of billions of dollars being subsidized to roll out 5G into rural areas. Not to mention the fact that Elon Musk has set up a network of 20,000 satellites he's in the process of putting up, and he's already got up about 500 of them, to beam it to anybody that doesn't have the network up there. So you've got the government spending $20 billion, FCC subsidizing $20 billion for rural 5G. Who knows how much else is being done in the cities to subsidize it. You have massive subsidization of vaccines, and of course the vaccines, and not only pay for the R&D, the military is going to distribute it for them. They're going to force everybody to take it, and then they're not going to have any liability for any damage that they do to people. And so if you look at these two things, it's just absolutely stunning at the rapidity and the totality of what is being pushed out here. Now, in this paper, I'm not going to get into the weeds a great deal. I talked about this morning. We're going to cut it out, and it'll be up on my sub-channel there on band.video. But basically, the idea put out by these researchers, who, again, are looking at radiation and things like that, when they look at – and just to go back to how microwave works to cook your food, right? What microwave radiation does to cook your food is it flips water molecules very rapidly to create friction and heat, because a water molecule is a dipole, and it's electrically charged, and it's not symmetrical, so they can flip it back and forth rapidly by alternating the electromagnetic fields and cause it to heat up. And so what these scientists looked at, they said, well, you know, 5G is such a small wavelength that it's actually getting into the DNA nucleus. And DNA comes in various shapes. Some of these shapes can be toroidal, like a donut, which is like a coil. that use an electric circuit. So we'll have more about that when we come back.
Yeah, and we're going to discuss how Trump is, quite frankly, just missing the ball on this. Yeah, he says they can't mandate masks. He says they can't mandate vaccines. But President Trump, take a look around. They're doing it.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state who oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
You know, David, it's so key what you're talking about, and we really shouldn't even go down that road. But when you talk about these big issues during election years, like NAFTA, Obamacare, this is where the real corruption hits home, folks. When you have lobbyists and corporations paying out billions of dollars to get these things voted on, signed, sealed, and delivered, just so that they can enrich themselves forever. You get screwed, you get higher taxes, they make billions overseas and use slave labor to do it, and then they just blame, oh, well, it's just D.C.'s fault. They signed the bill. No, you paid them to sign that bill. But I don't want to go down that jag. I mean, it's an important history lesson for people to understand. But, David, let's get back into where you left off with the DNA and the RNA. And here's the thing that President Trump needs to understand. I get sometimes President Trump's moves, if you want to call it 5D chess or whatever. But sometimes you just make a bad move, David. Anybody who plays chess knows that sometimes you just make the wrong move or you don't see a move and you wish you would have made that move. And so the point is, when Trump says he's against the mask mandate and he's against forced vaccinations, that's nice. That's nice that you said that. Guess what? They're doing it anyway. So if you really mean that, if you really want to get behind those words, you'll put action behind those words. We're yet to see that. But I think that the president needs to quit swinging at the curveballs that mainstream media and the Democrats keep throwing him, and he needs to charge the mound. But David, get back into this attack on our DNA that they're now forcing us. They're going to force you to take this vaccine if you want to go to a grocery store or a ball game or any of that stuff, just like they're doing with the mask. Oh, you can take the mask on, but here, take the lethal injection.
Well, it's you know, the 5G is going to be everywhere, and it's going to be very difficult to escape it. And what they're saying in this paper is they're talking about, you know, skin cells and surface issues. Look, we've known, as we talked about with the microwaves, you know, how did they find out that they could use microwave ovens? Well, they had some radar technicians who realized that when they set their coffee cup on top of the thing, it got hot. So it's like, oh, why is that happening? And we understand that there are biological effects because a scientist, Alan Fry, it's called the Fry effect. He had a technician who was working on some radar equipment. And he said, I'm hearing this clicking like a cricket sound or something. And I've talked about this in the past when there were the reports about what was going on in the Cuban embassy as well as the Chinese embassy. You had people who were working there. They were getting headaches or getting dizzy, all these different symptoms. They said, what is this going on? And, you know, quite likely they were under some kind of directed energy attack, because what Fry's assistant, what he figured out, it was called the Fry effect. He figured out that with certain types of certain frequencies of radiation, that basically it would bypass your auditory nerves, and it would essentially create sound that you could hear. Because your entire nervous system, you know, after you get past the physical transducers of your ear, it's all electrical. And so you can manipulate that directly electronically.
Now, yeah, what is it? We're in 75% water molecules or something like that?
Yeah, what these researchers are talking about is the fact that DNA itself is a charged particle, like a water molecule. And the fact that it is, it has, it can be affected by electromagnetic fields, and especially because some of them are going to be, some of them are linear, some of them are round, some of them are toroidal, which means that it's like a donut. And if you look at the graphic in here, about on page 3, they show you what a typical toroidal inductor looks like, the type of thing that you'd find in an electronic circuit. Basically a metal donut with a wire wrapped around it. And what they're saying is that you get that same type of mechanism with DNA. The issue with this is because it's such a short wavelength that it can get down to the DNA level. We're not talking about messing with entire molecules, flipping them back and forth like you would with microwave radiation, but because 5G is such a small wavelength, it can do that.
So it's kind of like your skin is your outer protection barrier, but now these new waves, if there was any form of protection on your outer skin, now these new waves can penetrate that and literally get into the smallest life in you, your DNA strands.
That's right, in the nucleus of DNA. And what they've said in the past is that, well, because it's high frequency, it's going to be a skin effect. And they said, well, yeah, but understand, skin effect, you still have DNA, you still have close proximity to nerves and other issues like that. And we also have to understand that when you look at the way 5G works, because it's high frequency, think of your audio speakers, right? You got tweeters and you got woofers. Woofers are low frequency. And they're not directional. You know, you can point those things in the wall, they bounce, and you hear it great. But the tweeter, you have to be on point with that, right? And if you get off axis, you're not going to hear the high frequencies very well. Well, what happens with the 5G, because it's very high frequency, it has to be direct line of sight. It's one of the reasons why they're putting up so many different antennas everywhere. Now they'll come back and they'll say, well, yeah, but it's a high frequency, and we don't really know what high frequency does. We haven't done the studies. Now people are starting to do this because we're gonna roll it out like the vaccines before we do any studies about what it does to human life. But we've seen pictures of trees that are dead on one side because these antennas are very directional, and yet on the other side it's still thriving. So we know that it kills life. And one of the things that you have to understand is that as you're walking around with your 5G phone, these things are going to be multiplexing. And so you're going to have a whole bunch of these things. And when you're in line of sight, it's going to know that you're there. It's going to be switching this back and forth. And you'll have a whole bunch of different 5G antennas that will multiplex and focus on you at once.
And by the way, I did a report on this about 4 years ago. I took a spectrometer out to local cell towers when they first started reporting on the rollout of the 5G, many of which came to Austin. You get within 50 yards of those things, it immediately goes to dangerous levels. You stand between two of them, you basically can't get away from being in dangerous levels. But, I mean, anybody can go do this. If you go to the base of a cell tower, folks, it says, harmful radiation, caution, do not stand near this tower. And the new 5G ones they're rolling out, I mean, really, David, they should have 100 yards in each direction.
Except they're going to be everywhere.
It's going to be on your apartment building.
That's right. And what we have seen in the past, we talk a lot, and as a matter of fact, Dr. Andrew Wakefield did a movie called 1986, The Act. And, of course, that's talking about the fact that Fauci was able to get Ronald Reagan to give the pharmaceutical companies legal immunity for any damage, any adverse effects, any death that they caused of their vaccines in 1986. And he said, you know, why would we accept this, that any company could do this? And he starts out by showing in the trailer the Ford Pinto that most people remember. You know, they said, well, we'll save $50 on a part, and it will we'll make more money, even with the lawsuits, we'll make more money if we save the money on the part. And would you allow Ford to produce cars without any liability? And yet we allow these people to produce vaccines without any liability. But 10 years later, Owen, we had the Telecommunications Act that was signed into law by Bill Clinton. And what that did was it said you can object to these cell phone towers on the basis of aesthetics, but you cannot object to it on the basis of biological or health issues. And so because we can put any kind of, you know.
So it's like anything that causes you cancer is OK.
Yeah.
But I remember, I wasn't old enough to remember the Pinto, but I remember in the 90s, I think it was, with the airbag recalls.
Yeah.
And there were all these airbag recalls. It was like the biggest thing ever. So it's like, OK, an airbag blows up and smashes your skull. OK. But, you know, if a cell phone damages your DNA and gives you cancer or whatever, that doesn't count.
And we've had a lot of lawsuits where they have, in many cases, they would put up cell phone towers in close proximity to an elementary school. And there would be a cancer cluster there because children are highly susceptible to this type of thing, even more so than adults. And the federal government would say, well, you can't do this. And yet you have had some successful lawsuits, but many of them have been shut down. It just kind of depends on the arbitrary aspects of the legal system. Nevertheless, what we're looking at here, you know, they know in 1986, they know that vaccines are causing damage to people. They give them legal immunity. They know that there is suspected issues with electromagnetic radiation cell phone towers in 1996. They give them legal immunity. Why? Because there's a lot of money there. There's nobody that puts more money into media and into Capitol Hill than the pharmaceutical companies. They are the biggest lobbyists. They are the biggest advertisers on cable news and everything else. That's why they get whatever they want. And these people are being subsidized and protected legally. And the same thing is happening with 5G, because with 5G, there's another very dangerous aspect of this. Apart from the health issues, it is the substrate for complete technological control and surveillance of the population. They have to have 5G in order to watch everything. So from a civil liberties standpoint, from a freedom and surveillance standpoint, it ought to be a no-go. It ought to be a no-go from a health standpoint.
Let's talk about that on the other side, and this is why it is going to be like the Chinese spy grid where they're rolling out 5G first. But it's just it's just so basic. And again, I mean, I've got the stacks of headlines. I'll read them. Folks, we're not telling you a big secret. They know the 5G waves are going to fry you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To the Alex Jones Show, David Knight in studio with me, Owen Schroyer, and the story has been linked on the Drudge Report from Infowars.com, Kellen McBreen. People who never took tests being told they're COVID positive. Now, folks, I know we've been covering this for weeks, and so if you've been listening every day, you're like, why do you keep covering the same story? Well, I already had this story on my desk to cover again because it's just, it's so critical. I mean, this is so ridiculous. It's like one of those things where we should sit here for 3 hours and just talk about this nonstop because it's that ridiculous. I mean, we should be up in arms. And this is like not even the biggest thing, but yeah, they're faking COVID tests, folks. I mean.
And where was this? Where was this specifically? There's one in San Antonio.
This was in Sarasota.
Okay,
I mean,
so there's
across
one in
the nation.
There's one in San Antonio. About 3,500 people. They just exposed it. They said you didn't even test these people. Well, we just presumed that they had it.
They're literally faking the results.
There's one in Connecticut where they had like 82 people that were positive and 113 people that they said were positive that were not. And so they basically inflated that by 237%. Now, you know, Deborah Birx says, well, I think it might be 25% higher than. No, it's like 250%
higher. Yeah, like 25,000%. Yeah. It's like if I come up to you, David, and, you know, you have a startup or something, and you're looking for investors, and I say, oh, I've got $2 billion. You say, wow, would you like to invest? I say, yeah, I'll invest $1 billion. It turns out I have 10 bucks. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. That's a lie.
Yeah.
And then you come to me and you're like, hey, where's that billion? Oh, well, I didn't actually have a billion.
Sounds like Social Security or something. But, you know, we've got Trump instead saying it's probably going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, I saw.
And wearing a mask. And you're going to have to wear a mask whether you like it or not. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wear a mask.
And
I don't like wearing masks. I'm not going to wear a mask. But, you know, Owen, you've got op-ed pieces now being written by Bloomberg and Yahoo. And when is it appropriate to have righteous indignation against these people who won't wear masks? And I talked about it this morning, you know, five levels of anger. And here's where it's warranted to go get somebody to get tough with these people. You know, you
but
get in there. Yeah.
They can't even explain the science behind the mask. And they ignore the science that's been out for decades that studied with flu and other spreads that the mask doesn't stop anything. It just doesn't matter. It's all about compliance. It's all about making you a slave. Now, David, let's get back into the 5G and then segue into the spy grid real quick, folks. Again, I'm just going to read you all of these national headlines so that you understand what we're dealing with here. We've got the study that came out, the Department of Nuclear, Subnuclear, and Radiation Physics, 5G technology, and induction of coronavirus in skin cells. It's like you thought, it helps the spread. Doctor warns COVID vaccine is untested and will alter your DNA. This is from John Rappaport 4 years ago. New vaccines will permanently alter human DNA. John Rappaport, next year's News Today, he'll be hosting the fourth hour. PubMed, 5G technology and induction of coronavirus. Wired, 5G smartphones cause cancer. I mean, it just goes on and on. Chinese telecoms build 5G base stations on Mount Everest. Well, we'll get into why that is. Virus lockdowns accelerating 5G surveillance grid. I mean, the headlines, I could read them all day. But, David, get back into the health effects of this and how it's going to be used to say, oh,
well, we need the contact tracing, and it's so important, so we're now going to have 5G everywhere. And then they have the Chinese spy grid in place.
Yeah, let me just read a couple of quick quotes out of this without getting down into the weeds. Basically, what they're saying, it's been shown that 5G mobile networking technology will affect not only the skin and the eyes, but it will have adverse systemic effects as well. Cancer is only one of the many problems. 5G causes 720 factorial different diseases in human beings and can kill everything that lives except some forms of microorganisms. And then they go on to say directly about COVID-19, they say these wavelengths could be observed in 5G technology. And so, therefore, the towers that they're talking about in terms of the way the charged DNA particles are going to be shaped, these towers, if you will, in this technology could exchange waves with DNA within cells and produce various types of diseases such as COVID-19. And so when you look at this, qualitatively, we've not had any kind of radiation like this at this frequency before. And so that raises a lot of issues. Then there's the quantitative issue. They say that this is lower power. Well, not really. In America, we have the greatest tolerance for radiation levels of any country. When you look at places like Brussels, Belgium, some countries and some localities will have maximum radiation densities that they will allow their citizens to be exposed to. And so we've had the health officials in some of these places like Brussels say, it's not even coming here.
By the way, they always change that, too. It used to be they considered, the scientists said the dangerous levels were like way down here. Now they've moved it way up here. So they just move the bar as the technology gets more dangerous.
And ours are sky high. And that's just talking about one antenna focused on you. And as I pointed out before, these antennas are going to be, you're going to get multiple antennas that are going to be focused on you, and then it's going to be multiplexed to some other user in the area. So it's going to be rapidly shifting back and forth between you and other users, but you're going to be getting periodic, very high doses. It's going to be multiple antennas focused on you at once. We've not had that kind of technology before either. So there's a lot of issues with this from a health standpoint. A lot of things that look very, very negative. And, of course, this study is very specific about talking about it could actually cause the DNA to construct COVID-19 viruses. That's basically what their premise is in this research. But there's so many different negative health effects on this. But it is the substrate, the necessary substrate for 5G, for smart cities, and for biometric surveillance like we've seen in China. If they want to know everything about you and follow you, and use that as a tool to control and to punish you and to keep you in line, if they want to make you part of the Internet of Things, they need to have 5G. It's what runs their self-driving cars so that you don't have control over your transportation. It's what spies on you, does the instantaneous biometric tracking. And this is one of the reasons why the Trump administration, Pompeo and Trump and all these people, have been fighting China so much, because whoever gets this has the high ground of intelligence. And I don't want China to know everything about my life and everything about the American government. But I don't want the American government to know everything about my life either. We have to realize that there's a value to privacy. And we got to tell the government to back off about this stuff, because I am sick and tired of this spy state that has developed here. And this is taking it to the next level. Understand that this is something that Trump is pushing, but it's going to happen whether he's there or not. This is a situation, I believe, goes back to like we had in 1992 with NAFTA. Whether we had George H.W. Bush or whether we had Clinton, they were going to push NAFTA through. Same thing about Obamacare with Romney and Obama in 2012. They made sure they had people in there who were going to be their puppet. And now we've got people, both of them, they're rushing out. We've just got another $2 billion contract to Pfizer and BioNTech, $2 billion. For 100 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine, they're talking about how they've got an option to get another 500 million, to get a total of 500 million doses. We only have 350 or 330 million people in the U.S. They want 500 million doses. Why? Because they're going to give you repeated doses of this stuff. And this is corruption writ large, folks. And I guess maybe the slogan ought to be, instead of make America great again, maybe we should adopt the Ayatollah's thing of death to America, because that's what this program really is.
Yeah, plus, I mean, you make so much more money with 500 million vaccines than 300 million, David. I mean, it's all about the money at the end of the day, right?
Right.
All right, that's when we come back, we'll get more into the spy grid and some other news. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Information just keeps coming in here, folks. The InfoWars crew is always on top of it. So there's a bunch of stuff I need to cover. But, I mean, when it comes to the 5G and everything and the COVID stuff, it's just crazy. I mean, it's literally, I'm just overwhelmed. There's just so much coming in, and we're not barely even scratching the surface, quite frankly. I mean, we dig deep into it, but we miss much of the just surface stuff that people could even understand. Congolese Nobel laureate quits after being forced to alter COVID-19 results for cash. From Parwinder Sandhu. Pfizer BioNTech
gets 1.95 billion COVID vaccine order from U.S. government. I mean, that is so, this is criminal racketeering. You know what? I can't even go through the rest of these headlines.
Yeah, then you got the vaccines.
Armand Seslawi, basically the inspector general, has decided that there's no ethics conflict for him to keep investing in pharmaceutical firms. I mean, this is a guy, because they put out some phony baloney metrics about their vaccine early on, and they pumped their stock up. You know, they gave it an injection of hopium, and after a couple of days, it crashed. But in the meantime, you know, they came out and they said, well, you know, you got a conflict. Okay, I'll sell all this stuff. And it makes a cool $10 million. And now they're saying, yeah, you can do that again and again. I mean, this is like Nancy Pelosi a few years ago, the Stock Act. It was put in there. They called it actually the Pelosi Act. It was 60 Minutes that exposed her insider trading. And so to get everybody to go away, they put together an act. They let that set there for about 9 months, and then they eviscerated it. And so you got Congress that does insider trading. Now you've got the vaccine czar doing insider trading as the taxpayers are paying for research and development, paying to distribute it. They're going to force everybody to take it, and they're going to hold them harmless for any harm that they do to people.
It's just, I wonder if people ever read the Pied Piper growing up. This is the Pied Piper. This is the 21st century Pied Piper. You create a virus in a lab. You modify it with something that's very contagious, like AIDS or HIV that they spliced into it. Plus, it's already a very common virus known as the flu. And so you combine those two things, you release it out of a lab, you release it in a population dense area, you release it while there's world military games going on, you release it when a bunch of people are in town for a pandemic conference as well. It then spreads naturally. You then have the news that you own report on it 24/7, build the hype, build the fear. And then what do you have? The perfect opportunity to make billions selling the cure for the virus that you released. This is 21st century Pied Piper. And I guess just people have never read, they don't know the story of the Pied Piper. That's what this is, David. Hey, we released a deadly virus. We spread the fear with the media that we own. Now we're coming to your rescue with the vaccine. By the way, we just made billions of dollars. F off.
Well, this is Nazi science. This is Operation Paperclip. This is, we had a lot of exposés about what was going on in these CDC labs, in these NIH labs. Allison Young at USA Today did a tremendous series of investigative journalism. You had the Congress pick up on this. Turns out that there are hundreds of these bio-level, various levels of biosafety labs scattered across the U.S., many of them in research facilities. We had one of the bigger scandals was down at Tulane University, where they've been involved in things like in the past, that are very lethal, like the game they did at the Tuskegee Institute. But that was at the National Primate Center. It was a biosafety level 3 lab, and they had a bacteria that they brought in, very rare. They brought it in. They made it more deadly. That bacteria is called Burkholderia pseudomallei. 45% of the people who aren't treated will die from that. So they said, well, that's not good enough. Let's make it more deadly. Let's make it more easily spread. So they're playing with this thing, and it gets out of their biosafety level 3 lab. But then as she started doing the examinations of this, you found that we had all kinds of escaped animals that have been contaminated with disease. We had faulty equipment for the people who were doing the experiments, all kinds of stuff. And so they put a moratorium on this, and that's when Fauci and these people continued that, not only at UNC Chapel Hill, but started funding it in China. These people are Nazi scientists. Other scientists have called them that. This is Operation Paperclip, that they brought these scientists over. And they're working on these bioweapons. They should be shut down. This is the natural fruit of this. We've been warned about this for decades. As a matter of fact, if you go back to Michael Crichton, what he was talking about with Jurassic Park was exactly this type of thing. Why we need to put a limit on this. Yeah, you know, the dinosaurs were the Hollywood aspect of it, got people interested. But it was really the uncontrolled aspect and how they're rushing headlong without any oversight, without any ethical controls, and all this biomedical research and how they're weaponizing all this. That was what Michael Crichton was really warning us about. And we ignored all those warnings, and now we wind up with people like Fauci. And the product of this, they're the ones who ought to be in jail. Instead, they're scamming the stock market. pumping it up and down and making tens of millions of dollars for themselves and for their friends.
Yeah, Fauci and Gates are basically the leftover Nazi scientists or the offspring of Nazi scientists brought over by Operation Paperclip, maybe even genetically when you're talking about Gates.
But Trump is giving him the platform, and Trump is now saying, you got to wear the mask. It's going to get worse before it gets better. He is embracing all of this and pushing all of this. He's been pushing 5G big time for over a year. A year ago, he flipped on vaccines. That's when he said, you got to get the shot about MMR, even though he had warned everybody. Again, he talked about this. He knows. He knows. He's not uninformed. He knows. He's betraying us on this vaccine issue. And I think he knows about this 5G stuff. And he certainly ought to know by now that this is the path to destroy America, if not his presidency, to keep us locked down.
And look, I'm not QAnon that says trust the plan, okay? I'm Owen Schroyer from InfoWars, who got banned before QAnon. And
they just got banned big time.
Yeah, and I'm telling, here's the thing, folks. Look, you can believe and trust the plan and all that stuff, but realize the times that you're in right now. Okay, realize the times that you're in right now. If you really believe that Trump is about to lock up, arrest, and expose the pedophile networks around the world that all these elites have been involved with, wittingly or unwittingly, they have the blackmail, and in fact, it's even worse now. It's all more is coming out about this judge that got killed. 100% CIA hit job, folks. I mean, this is a joke. Literally, the CIA and MI6 and Israeli intelligence are sending in hitmen, silencing people right now. And so understand, if you are a QAnon believer and you really think this is all going down, guess what, folks? They'll roll out this 5G technology. They will put a Trojan horse in the vaccine and they will literally flick a switch and hundreds of millions of people will die overnight. Die. And they'll have the whole media covering for them. With whoever they leave in place, they'll leave the whole media, whoever they want to leave in place to cover for them, and they'll blame COVID. That's how bad it is right now, folks. The media is sold out. Have you not seen this yet? Big tech is sold out. Have you not seen this yet? I mean, so these are the straits that we're in right now, David. And, I mean, look, I don't understand what the president is thinking, because he's the one that's going to be destroying his own legacy if he doesn't end up defeating these people. He's going to go down as a racist bigot, and then his supporters that put all the faith in him, they're going to turn on him too. So I hope that he does the right thing and he turns the page on all this stuff. But I mean, when you tell us that we have to take a vaccine or wear a mask to be free again, that's not good news, David.
No, it's not. And when we look at this, everything that these people have been planning for decades, their plans have been there. We told you about this: the UN 2030 agenda, the smart cities. The replacing of your jobs, putting you on universal basic income, that has been put in place in an instant, and it's being left in place. And now, as we go along, Trump is going along with this. Trump is saying, yeah, you're going to have to wear the mask, it's going to get worse, and so forth and so on. And it's going to happen, of course, with Biden as well. This is the problem that we've got. There's nobody, we don't even have a Ross Perot who's going to stand up and take on NAFTA. I mean, you know.
Maybe Kanye West, David. Maybe our last hope. Our last hope. Oh, might be
Kanye
West.
We don't have any hope then at all, if that's the case.
Well, look, they're trying to destroy him now, too.
Yeah.
They're lying about him and everything. So, but that's just a precedent that they're trying to set. All right, David Knight, thank you so much. The David Knight thank Show, you. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. weekdays at band.video. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Watch me!
We're back live.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we've covered the 5G news and the upcoming vaccine news. Well, I shouldn't say enough because it'll never be enough, but there is other news that we need to cover here. And so I'd like to be able to even squeeze in some phone calls before I sign off at 2 o'clock and hand the reins over to John Rappaport. So in order for me to do that, I need to get focused now. Let me just do this because it's on my mind. Okay. So, you know, it just so happened last night that the Truman Show was on television. Famous Jim Carrey movie. Great movie if you haven't seen it. But it hit me. Seeing what's going on in Kanye West's life, and believe me, I understand the guy's ego. And this isn't meant to bolster it. I just call it like I see it. Kanye West's life is now the Truman Show. So if you haven't seen it, you don't want to be spoiled. Basically, the Truman Show is all about a guy who is born into reality TV but never knows it. And so he lives his whole life completely manipulated and rigged. All his quote-unquote friends and family are all just manipulating him for a TV show. Now, it's not exactly like that with Kanye, but basically, you can see the fear right now that Kanye has put into the Kardashians. You can see the fear right now that Kanye has put into the system. Now, Kanye West is a very controversial and in some ways polarizing figure. I don't agree with everything Kanye West says. Here's what I agree with, and here's what I recognize from Kanye West. Kanye West is speaking from his heart, from his mind, from his soul. He's not censoring himself. He's telling it like he sees it. That is admirable. That is rare. That's why they're so scared. The story is on nationalfile.com. Kanye West says Kim Kardashian planned to have doctor lock him up after anti-abortion speech. Now, folks, here's what they're doing. This is so key. This is so key. I need to focus and get this message out because this is really so key to everything. And many people don't understand this when I've covered it before and then they end up figuring out years later. But just like they set the precedent with Alex Jones for censoring a man's free speech, nobody fought back. Just like they set the, again, you can agree with Alex or not. You can think he's the worst person in the world or the best person in the world. We're talking about legal precedent here. See, people don't understand how the justice system works, how the judicial system works. Precedent is one of the biggest things in our legal system. Precedent. So now that the left is in control of our legal system, they have set all these precedents that are now going to be used as examples for law for the rest and in court for the rest of America until they're switched. So Alex Jones was the precedent for censoring free speech. Now you see they're just censoring everybody. We'll get into that later. Fields, the guy who ran people over in Charlottesville, was the precedent for, okay, if your car is under attack by a leftist mob, you don't have the right to flee. You basically have to sit there at their will, and if they want to break into your car and beat you to death, well, that's too bad. That's what you get. Now, again, I'm not defending James Fields as a person or a character. He could be the worst person or the best person. I'm saying if your car is under attack, you have the right to flee. But see, what do? They set the precedent with James Fields, and now what are you seeing? The people who attack the cars and get hit, they're the victims, and the people driving the cars are the guilty party. They set the precedent. They set the precedent. There's other precedent-setting cases happening right now. Kanye West looks like it's going to be the next, folks. So here's what they're going to argue. Here's the big trick. And they could have done this to Alex Jones, and I'll be honest, I'm not going to tell these stories. In some ways, they already kind of have. But this is Alex Jones' personal life. But they're going to go after Kanye West, and they're going to say he's mentally ill. And they're going to seize his assets. They're going to take his kids from him. And then Kim Kardashian is going to be promoted as the hero that saved Kanye West from a mental breakdown. Saved Kanye West from breaking down. No. Let's be clear here. Again, Kanye West is a very eccentric person. Kanye West isn't the one having a breakdown. America is having a breakdown. Hollywood has had a breakdown. Our political system, our justice system, our infrastructure, that's what's breaking down. Kanye West is having a real response to the actual breakdowns in our civilization, the actual breakdowns in our society. Kanye West's life is now the Truman Show. And, you know, I want to be careful here because, again, these are friends of Kanye's. But when I start seeing the weird tweets about Kanye West and Kim, him talking about they tried to kill his first daughter, whose call do you think that was, folks? Who do you think wanted to do that? The billionaire model that makes money being naked? Didn't want to be pregnant? Just a guess. All of a sudden, Dave Chappelle and all these other people are flying out to be with Kanye West, but you put him on camera, he can't say anything. Kanye West's life is now the Truman Show. All of his friends, the Kardashians and everybody, are trying to manipulate him and shut him up, and he's not going to shut up. So they're going to claim he has a mental illness like they did before when he went and visited the president, and they're going to try to lock him up for having a mental illness, and they're going to try to take his kids from him. Now, Kanye's going to have to make a choice when they try to do this. But you better realize they're trying to set a precedent right now that when you speak like Kanye West, or you speak like Alex Jones, or you speak like Donald Trump, or you speak like Owen Schroyer, you're mentally ill, you belong in a mental institution. Which, of course, is par for the course, folks. Of course, everything that the left does right now, everything the left accuses the right of doing right now, is what the left is doing. Who colluded with Russia? Hillary Clinton. Who engaged in the Ukrainian quid pro quo? Joe Biden. Who are the real racists? The Democrats. I can go down the list. You understand this. But see, what's the last line here? Folks, you know liberals are mentally diseased. You know that liberalism is a mental disorder. Do I have to play all the clips of them shrieking, pulling out tape measures for 6 feet of social distance, screaming in the air? Just what they wear, women going around and literally running around naked, just opening their legs in front of police officers. Black Lives Matter, peaceful protests as they go out murdering people, burning buildings to the ground. Yes, the left have mental illness, folks. They all belong in a mental institution. Of course they're going to say you're crazy. Of course they're going to say Kanye West needs to be locked up in a mental institution. Because it's them. But, you know, here's the thing. They're really arrogant. So they've kind of moved on from being afraid of InfoWars and Alex Jones. They just assume we're dead because we're not on their platforms anymore. A grave mismeasurement. I almost don't even want to tell them that. But so they kind of like, you know, whatever. But, oh, Kanye, though, he's a big threat. He's already enshrined in the corporate media, mainstream entertainment culture. He's already there. They cannot remove him. And if he dies, you know why. So they're scared to death. When he said we almost aborted our first baby, they panicked, folks. They panicked. Because let me tell you something right now. I guarantee you, that's the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the stuff that Kanye West knows about the Kardashians. Now, it's his family. He may not want to go there. He's on his own mission. But let me tell you, they're going to come and they're going to try to lock Kanye West up, throw him in a mental institution, and take his kids from him, and they're going to try to break him. So, they can set the precedent. When you speak like Kanye West, when you get emotional about abortion, when you think an unborn child is a human, you're mentally ill, we're going to have to send you to a mental institution, and they may use Kanye West as the precedent-setting case. That's where it looks like this goes, folks. But you know what's sad? And it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. What's sad is that you have so many people that think they're woke, and they think Kim Kardashian is a hero because she made a statement about how Kanye West is mentally ill and has bipolar disorder and needs help. No, Kim, you and your family need help, and you know why. Kanye West is not the devil worshiper. You guys are.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.